This is Triple M Australia. Today is back after nine, and Steve is back from holidays. Morning, mate.
Great to be back. Great to be back, Moffy.
Now, were you back in time to see Geelong too strong for the Swans on Saturday?
I was on a plane, can you believe it, on an Emirates Airline A380 watching the grand final live on a TV screen in the back of the seat I was sitting in. It was sensational. The game was dreadful. And I couldn't leave because it was very difficult to walk away from where I was sitting. But it was a pretty ordinary grand final, you've got to say.
Yeah, it sure was. Mate, look, it's a couple of days now left until this fuel excise wraps up. Peter Currey from the NRMA, when we spoke to him, he said that, you know, regional areas probably, it could be 2 weeks before we see that price increase. I guess I'll believe it when I see it.
Why is he saying 2 weeks? I mean, I thought it was just an instantaneous tax goes straight back on. I paid just north of $2 a litre for diesel yesterday, cost about $156 to fill up. I would have, and the reason I did that was I was of the presumption that once the 22-cent tax goes back on, it goes back on immediately. Didn't it come off immediately?
He's trying to say that because the petrol stations have already bought that lot of petrol, and so it doesn't come on until the next lot that they buy. But, I mean, if that's the case, you would think that would happen all the time when they, you know, they buy new fuel, that the price would change then. But the price changes up and down almost on a daily basis.
And who the hell's going to police it? That'd be the point. I mean, that's fine to say that. You're relying on the goodwill of the service station operator. I guess in the big chains instance, they would look after the price, the retail price at all of their own petrol stations. But, look, I was of the view that 22 cents would go back on. The government said they won't change it. Federal Parliament's back this week. I don't think there'll be any renewed calls for that to happen. Jim Chalmers said we're running out of money. The interest rate rises are putting a huge amount of pressure on the federal budget. So I just presume they're going to see the 22 cents back on. It's going to be very difficult for people to make ends meet. It's already hard enough with energy prices, let alone with a bump in the price of fuel.
Yeah, exactly. Look, terrible story coming out of our region over the weekend. Champion surfer Chris Davidson's been killed in what they're alleging a one-punch attack on the mid-north coast. Just an awful story.
Dreadful story, and I can well remember what happened after that one-punch fatality that took place all those years ago in King's Cross, and there was a whole bunch of changes to licensing regulations. But, you know, a one-punch attack on somebody is just unforgivable. We'll have to let the courts do their business on that, but just a tragic, tragic story, as is, of course, the story of the awful floods that we've had in recent days. We'll talk on the program this morning to the Mayor of Parks, but that little boy that lost his life in Tullamore was just a tragic story when you read that.
Yeah, it sure was, mate. What else is coming up after nine?
We're going to have a chat to Scott Phillips, our finance and investment guy. This budget that's coming out in the next couple of weeks from Canberra, the new Labor government's budget, really has me worried. I just have a concern that they are going to hit some people with increased taxes. We're going to have to wait and see, but I think that's going to be pretty ordinary. We'll look back over the grand final, the AFL, but of course we get set now for the clash of the two western suburbs of Sydney clubs. How huge is that going to be on Sunday night when the Panthers take on the Eels? That's just going to be massive.
Yeah, let's hope the Eels win that one. Mate, we'll catch you after nine this morning.
Can't wait. Great to be back.
Steve Price and Australia Today, straight after the news at 9, 1-300-23-99-99, the telephone number, the email as well, australiatoday@sca.com.au. We'll check out what happened on this day next. It's the 26th of September.